The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We're heading for trouble, seeking it out. And you can seek out trouble when you have great research and you have great tools, analytical tools that are going to help you decide what is dangerous and what could be a problem for you. And at New Constructs, well, they have fabulous analytical tools. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do that by digging in at the footnotes level, basically working their way up when most people start at the top and work their way down and only go so far down. Plenty of folks don't go nearly to the footnotes level. Now, what makes something attractive is typically that, hey, it doesn't look as good from the top down as it looks from the bottom up. It has more room to grow and is maybe priced improperly compared to the market. And what makes something dangerous? Well, that's where everybody else maybe looks at something, goes, it's going great gangbusters and looks fabulous, but actually it's a little bit uglier than that.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, if the answer is yes, it's completely possible, then you are looking at a stock that might be dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, NewConstructs.com, on Twitter, at NewConstructs. David Trainer is the founder and president of New Constructs. He joins us each week at this time. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The danger zone is in the danger zone.
Danger, danger.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of ways to say this, David, but I have a sounder bank, so I can just ask the question this way.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. You got to explain this to us. The danger zone is in the danger zone.
I'm very confused.
I'm a little confused. Help unconfuse me here, David.
It sounds a lot cooler than it really is. We're not saying, and you know, look, sounding cool is important, right? We're not saying that the danger zone is not good. What we're saying really is that we've been doing this for a long time, and we thought it was time or a good idea to curate the danger zone list a good bit, which is create a focus list of danger zone stocks or danger zone picks that make it easy for people to kind of understand the best ideas. Because, you know, let's face it, you know, how many danger zone calls have we done over the last several years? I don't know, hundreds. And so we put together a product, the focus list danger zone, and it has the best of the best ideas. One of those is Commvault, which was a recent danger zone call, and several others that I'm happy to go over with you today, but that's the answer to your question. That's the danger zone of the danger zone is just really us doubling down on certain danger zone picks and saying that maybe we think others might take a little longer to come to fruition.
What we're really doing is ultimately, even within things that you find dangerous, there are some that are basically poised to fall off the cliff, and there are others that take a while to percolate. I mean, we talk almost every week. I ask you what truthfully is the impossible question. It is, you know, what's going to be the catalyst? And you kind of say, yeah, we can guess at it, but we don't know. And the other side is there's always, you know, the market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. There's the other side here that says a lot of things get held up a lot longer. So ultimately what we're really saying is you're trying to create a list of the worst of the worst, or the most dangerous of the dangerous, or public enemy number one, or something like that, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. And we've closed a lot of danger zone positions here in the last few months that we either decided to give up on or did really, really well. And so the list of open danger zone picks is much shorter. And this is all recorded on the blog, of course. And then we decided then to say, yeah, here are the ones that you know, we closed all the ones that we don't think are going to work. And the focus lists are the ones that we feel like have more short-term sort of potential. You know, like, for example, we would avoid certain picks where we feel like, you know, this is a bad stock, but it's in a really popular industry or sector. And so we think it's just going to kind of float with the tide here and may not reconcile back to reality as soon as we think. There's sort of more investor misunderstanding to plow through with certain picks versus others. And some have done really, really well, and they're still on the list. So a good example is TrueCar, right? It's down about 30% versus the S&P since we put it on the list. So it's been a really good danger zone call. And we think it's still probably going to go down farther because we question the viability of the business model in general. Another one like that is Snap. It's down about 18% versus the S&P since we put it on the list. And, you know, it's down way more than that from its highs. But we, again, that's a broken business model. And with both of those stocks, we think the fact that it's already come down a good bit is a sign that the bloom is off the rose. Investors seeing through to the real underlying economics and weakness of the competitive position there.
And does this change, for anybody who's a new Constructs fan as opposed to a Danger Zone fan, is this change affecting the monthly most attractive and most dangerous lists?
No, I don't think so. I think that those, all of our lists have very specific methodologies, and we follow those methodologies specifically so investors can trust that they're getting what we say that we're giving them every time. Now, the focus list does take into consideration, especially on the long side, because we have a focus list for the long ideas as well, and most of our model portfolios are long-oriented, right? So we really only have one model portfolio that is the danger zone oriented. That's the most dangerous stocks, but dividend growth, safe dividends, executive compensation aligned with return on invested capital. Those are all long ideas. And we like, for the focus list long, we like companies or stocks that are on multiple model portfolio lists as well. So it affects there, but we don't say you have to be on the focus list danger zone to be on the most dangerous stocks list. It works the other way around. Really.
Okay. And what this also means is that fundamentally going forward, your hope is that whatever appears in the danger zone will be that much more actionable, right?
That's right. Not every danger zone pick will make the focus list. We're trying to be, you know, we're trying to kind of elevate and create a new level of, I don't know, conviction around certain ideas versus others. And we'll be transparent about that. And I'll explain to you why one won't or might not make it. A lot of it's going to revolve around timing. A lot of it's going to revolve around really how much investor misunderstanding, how much market noise do we have to navigate through for the market to realize what's going on here.
Well, David, it is going to be interesting for us to watch how it plays out. And of course, if anybody has listened and is still thinking,
now I am confused.
Well, you can solve that confusion by checking out newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. And they will be talking about their changes in methodology, which is why the danger zone is in the danger zone this week. David Trader, thanks for joining us as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
Again, if you want more information, you go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs and check out the blog. All right. We are heading for home on the Monday, November 27th edition of Money Life. There's lots more to go, so settle back and relax. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.